Hello, this is Clodagh from Cree, and this audio today is focusing on intrinsic and extrinsic motivators and how we can tap into intrinsic motivation to help us to succeed and further thrive in the workplace. Our intrinsic and extrinsic value sets, they're tied to what we call intrinsic and extrinsic motivators. And these are two different ways that you can motivate yourself to get out of bed in the morning. The first are called the intrinsic motivators. These are driven by your values, what you enjoy doing, what brings you joy, and not really about what you get from doing it. And then there are extrinsic motivators, and they are the things that you do not really because you want to, but because you'll get something from it in return, like money or admiration or a superior status. As we all know and are aware, our world today is much more focused on consumerism and materialism. So we've really shifted from internal values to external values that others can see, measure, or that they can be jealous of, like new clothes, new car, or large bank account. And while thinking about these new purchases, they can make us think that they will make us happy. Research shows that this is actually not the case at all. So over the last 25 years, Professor Tim Kaysen, an American psychologist, he's researched how the pursuit of materialistic goals like wealth and status over pro-social goals like family and community negatively impacts both individual and societal well-being. His research and dozens of other studies, they show that the more that people prioritize materialistic values, the less happy they are, the less satisfied they are with their lives, the less vital and energetic they feel, the less likely they are to experience pleasant emotions like happiness and contentment and joy. Unfortunately, the more depressed they are, the more anxious they are, and the more they experience unpleasant emotions like fear and anger and sadness, the more likely they are to engage in the use of substances like cigarettes and alcohol. Let's use an example here to talk about intrinsic versus extrinsic motivation. So try to think of something that you enjoy doing just because you enjoy it. So I'll give an example. For me, I love dancing around like an absolute crazy person to really, really, really loud music when no one is watching. Well, at least I hope no one is watching, because it makes me feel really energized. I feel really free and happy. I don't care what I look like. It's definitely not a pretty sight, but I don't really care because I'm having fun. No one's watching. I don't have any ego tied to it, and I'm not really thinking about anything else, just the fact that I'm enjoying it and I feel good. If we were to turn this on its head, imagine if I started to think, oh, wait a sec, am I the best dancer in Ireland? Should I be getting paid for these wonderful dance routines that I'm making up here? What would people think of my dancing? Would they give me a standing ovation? I'd actually start hating dancing because I would have introduced my ego, and I'd be bringing in comparisons and judgment and the fear of not being good enough. I would be aggravating my ego and tying my fun hobby into a competitive one driven by external factors such as appreciation from others or money. So then I'd be dancing not because I actually enjoy it, but because I'm trying to achieve something from it, and I'd start to monitor myself and the fun would dissolve. So these rival sets of values, they exist in all of us. No one is purely driven by one or the other. But by tapping into our intrinsic values, what motivates us internally, we are more likely then to build long-term, sustainable, healthy habits. So if I use that example of dancing again, when I enjoy it and I feel happy and free, I'm more likely to do it again and again and again. If I start focusing on needing external rewards, such as money or comparing my dancing to others, then I am less likely to enjoy it. In fact, I really take all of the fun and freedom from it, and I won't want to repeat it over time. So intrinsic motivators are so powerful. They can be the reason why you will continue to do something time and time again. And by tapping into your own intrinsic motivators, you can learn to build healthy habits that are sustainable and fulfilling, and that leads to long-term success. So when we start understanding that our intrinsic values and motivations can be so much better in driving our well-being and our overall happiness, we can become more aware of the choices that we make and why we are making them. So when you're going to, you know, work tomorrow, or you wake up in the morning getting ready for your day, just take a little time or a few moments to think about what's actually motivating you in that moment. And when you try to do something that you marked as a to-do for the day, but maybe if you're finding it hard to do it, take a few moments to think about what is motivating you. Are you tapping into intrinsic motivation or extrinsic motivation? And when you do spend time tomorrow doing something that you love, or time this week doing something that you love and enjoy, something maybe that gets you lost in the moment, take some time to think about why you enjoyed it and how did this align to your values and what motivates you to do it. The difference is that intrinsic motivators and values are really proven to support and boost our overall happiness. And then extrinsic motivators and values, they do the opposite. Studies show that the more materialistic and extrinsically motivated we all become, the more depressed and anxious we can be. So if we look at intrinsic values and motivation at work, as individuals, we each possess different strengths in different degrees. When people are intrinsically motivated, their behavior and activities are centered around internal joy and curiosity. So some examples of this in the workplace could be working with a team member purely because you actually want to help that person, not because it's a job requirement. Volunteering at a work event because you feel fulfilled rather than needing it to meet a goal. Or continuing your education because you enjoy the challenge rather than doing it to advance your career. So in these examples, you can see that the motivation to do something stems from the internal desire to do it. The benefit of doing something because you want to rather than feeling like you have to. It's going to encourage higher quality work and happiness in the long run. So research has found that feeling appreciated and motivated for contributions, they're two of the top three predictors of employee retention and satisfaction today. And that shows that businesses really need to focus on improving intrinsic motivation. And here's some ideas and ways you can do it. These have been included from research from Harvard Business Review. So recognizing, acknowledging good work. Recognition is more powerful than money. It makes people feel special. A company-wide 5% salary increase is well received, yet impersonal. And gratitude should be specific to the individual, and it kind of needs to take the personality and their own needs into account. So you might have an extrovert that you work with or on your team. They might love a call out in front of a large group, but someone who's more introvert, they definitely benefit more by being thanked over a coffee and a one-on-one chat. So that's something to consider. Another way to drive this in the workplace is looking at empowerment. So we are most energized when we make decisions that affect our work, ourselves, how and when we approach it. So being given that autonomy, it shows that our employers trust us and they have confidence in our work and they recognize the value of our contributions. And it also boosts sense of ownership, engagement, and then ultimately the overall motivation. So we can make positive changes and remove negative factors when in creating an environment for intrinsic motivation that provides opportunities for us and our colleagues to thrive. So one key technique that we can all actually start focusing on today is recognizing and using our own strengths in the workplace. Strengths define who we are and what others see. When we're given the opportunity to use them, we're actually more happier, more connected, and we perform better. Our character strengths, they are actually very unique to us and they impact how we think and behave and feel. And by knowing these strengths, we can really improve our lives and thrive in the workplace and beyond. So the study of strengths actually started back in the early 2000s. 55 distinguished scientists worked together to study character more scientifically over several years. And this resulted in the VAIA classification of character strengths and virtues. And this classifies positive traits in humans. And then came the VAIA survey. It's a groundbreaking personal strength test that measures 24 character strengths in individuals. And we each possess these 24 strengths in different degrees. So we all have a unique character strength profile. And the number of potential character strengths profile is exponentially greater than the number of people living on our planet, which is absolutely mind-blowing. Research shows that by using these strengths, you can improve your relationships, you can enhance your overall well-being, you can become more resilient and better manage adversity. And currently, nearly two-thirds of people, they do not have a good understanding of their strengths, and they're often underusing them. The study of the character strengths at work, that has rapidly increased in the last several years. So research shows that workers who use four or more of their signature strengths at work have more positive work experience, and report that their work is a calling in their life. And in a study done by Mongrain and Anselmo in 2012, they show that using strengths in a new way increased respondents' happiness for 6 months and actually decreased depression for 3. This is so important. Like, signature strengths are those character strengths that are the most essential to who we are. And if we identify our own signature strengths, then these will be the areas that we will do the best in and experience the most meaning. So there's 24 character strengths in total. And once you identify your top 4, you can start utilizing these by putting them into practice at work and beyond. So to support with this, we've put together a strengths tracker document that you can replicate and use. We would encourage you actually use this by putting it down in your journal. So use your journal for this tracker, and you'll find the link to it underneath this audio. The first step is to go online to www.viaviacharacter.org. Again, the link is below. And then take the strengths survey. Just to mention, we have no affiliation with this website, but it's an amazing free resource that anyone can use. And it's a non-profit organization that's dedicated to bringing the science of character strengths to the world. So once you identify your new unique strengths, the next step is to try to use them in new ways every day for a week. So you identify 4 every day. We would encourage you to try and use these in different ways. Note how you felt, note what you did. And we'll give you an example. So some of these character strengths can sometimes seem like you wouldn't be able to implement them in the workplace. But there's great examples on that website. And once you start looking and understanding at how you can implement them, it'll all become much more easier to put into practice. So, for example, leadership could be one of your strengths. So a good example here is maybe on your way into work, if you're going into the office, or before work, if you're working from home, spend a few minutes thinking about a leader that you have admired, either someone that you've worked for, that you know, or maybe a leader that you've never met, but someone that you admire, and then think about ways that you could actually look at channeling their approach in your work. Another character strength is kindness. So the way that you could implement this in the workplace is maybe if you're in the office and you're going to get your lunch, spend, I suppose, a few minutes to check in maybe with a colleague on what's working well for them in that day, if everything's okay, maybe if you can support them with anything, and maybe even ask them to go for a coffee. So it's making that connection as well. I'll give an example for kindness here. I know that kindness is one of my top strengths, and there was a situation I was in the workplace a while back where I was in a role and a new senior manager came in to manage our team. And it was a really tricky time because this new manager had completely different managerial styles to me and the rest of the team. Our previous manager had been quite empathetic and really great at supporting us and motivating us. And I think we were all just a little bit at a loss when that manager left. And this new person came in and they were just extremely different to what we were used to. And so we all started struggling with this new manager, and really it got to a point where I started thinking, I can't continue anymore like this. This person doesn't really seem to support us, nor do they have any empathy of our workload and our well-being at work. And that was something that was really important to me. So I started feeling really disconnected with work and was looking at maybe potential ways out. And then I started thinking about character strengths and what was motivating or had been motivating me in work prior. And I realized that one of the things I could do to turn the situation around was use my individual strengths and put it to the test. So I used the strength kindness, and I started thinking about this person who had come into the company, and instead of looking at them as if they were coming in to try and change and disrupt our team and that they were potentially, you know, not there to support us, I started thinking about what it was like for that person to join a new company, a new team, a new way of working. And I started being able to connect with that person in a much different way. And it led to me actually reaching out and setting up coffee conversations during work and checking in with that person, even though they were more senior to me. I guess it's very important to remember in the workplace, we're all human. So I started checking in, seeing if I could support them a little bit more. They were new to the company. I'd been in the company for many years. And we were actually able to find common ground and connect in a much better way. And as the person started to relax into their role and started to get to know other team members more as well, we really saw a shift in their behavior. And I think as they started to feel more accepted by us as a team, they started to relax and they started to, you know, develop that empathy and support us more. And there was a huge shift, and it allowed it to be a very positive situation in the end. But it was really relying on the character strengths, my own ones, that led me to be able to connect with that person more and start looking at intrinsic motivation to continue in my work, rather than looking at ways to leave or to get out of it without trying to turn the situation around. So every example will be different because everyone's character strengths are different in the workplace. But once you identify what yours are, you can start putting them into practice and hopefully start noting the benefits. So again, you can use the tracker that we have linked below this audio. We also have the website link so you can go on and try your strengths. We also urge and encourage you, if you find this useful, start having open conversations in the workplace with other colleagues, your manager, your employer. If you feel it could be good, you could look at doing this as a team building exercise, and you could all look at identifying your strengths together. You can also start learning more about how different strengths can work really well together. So if someone else on your team has a strength that maybe isn't one of your top strengths, you can use this to your advantage in the workplace by combining both across a project and being more successful for doing that. At the end of the day, by looking at intrinsic motivators in the workplace and how you can bring your strengths to work with you every day, this is really going to help to boost your morale, increase your productivity, increase your happiness at work, which is really what we all want, and just allow you to enjoy the work that you do every day and really feel like there's a purpose to it because it ties to what you're good at and it allows you to really thrive in work and beyond.